I'm Chip Bach, and welcome to Blue Rock. On each episode, we'll discuss what life is like on this big blue rock, where we are all headed, separately and together, what changes we need to make to ourselves, the planet, and towards each other, and just discuss what daily life is like for your fellow crew. And maybe, just maybe, we may also see a commonality that connects all of us. Welcome to another episode of Blue Rock. In this episode, we'll explore the ways in which society, culture, and technology influence our behavior, thoughts, and our emotions. Let's talk about the concept of human programming. Now, I don't mean this in a sinister or dystopian way, but rather how our experiences, upbringing, and the world around us shape who we are. We are all products of our environment. Our families, schools, and communities instill values, beliefs, and norms that in a way program us to navigate the world in a certain manner. This programming can be both a strength and a limitation. Think about it. The language you speak, the customs you follow, the foods you enjoy, all of these are a result of programming you received since birth. But it goes deeper than that. The media we consume, the technology we use, and the people we interact with also play a significant role in shaping our thoughts and actions. Look at social media for a minute. Platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, now called X, TikTok, and even LinkedIn have become integral parts of our daily lives. They not only change the way we communicate, but have also influenced our self-perception. The constant exposure to curated, often idealized versions of people's lives can lead to unrealistic expectations and a skewed sense of reality. But it's not just external factors that influence us. Our own minds are constantly at work too. Our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors are a result of complex neurological processes. Understanding this internal programming can empower us to make positive changes in our lives. So let's pivot to the role of technology in human programming. With the advent of artificial intelligence, algorithms are being used to personalize our online experiences. These algorithms learn from our behaviors and service content they believe we'll engage with. This can create echo chambers, reinforcing our existing beliefs and limiting exposure to diverse perspectives. But there is hope. We can control our programming to an extent. By being aware of influences in our lives, we can make conscious choices about what we consume, who we surround ourselves with, and how we engage with technology. One powerful tool in this process is mindfulness. By practicing mindfulness, we can become more aware of our thoughts and emotions, allowing us to challenge and reshape our programming whenever necessary. Everyone on this big blue rock needs to explore various mindfulness techniques. Whether it's meditation, journaling, or simply taking a few moments at the end of each day to reflect on your experiences. This can help you gain a clearer understanding of your own programming and make informed choices about a path forward. It's important to remember that human programming is not a static concept. We have the capacity to adapt, evolve, and rewrite our own code. It's truly a lifelong journey of self-discovery and growth. One of the most fascinating aspects of human programming is our ability to adapt and change over time. We're not static beings. We're constantly evolving. But what drives this evolution? It's often a combination of our own choices, external influences, and life experiences. Think about the last time you learned a new skill or adopted a new habit. It could be as simple as picking up a musical instrument or as profound as changing a career path. These changes in behavior reflect the incredible flexibility of our human programming. However, there is a darker side to this adaptability. Sometimes we fall into patterns of behavior that are detrimental to our well-being. These could be unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or self-limiting beliefs. Breaking free from such patterns can be a challenging endeavor. To illustrate this point, let's consider the concept of addiction. Whether it's substance abuse, technology addiction, or even addiction to negative thought patterns, our programming can lock us into destructive cycles. Breaking free requires a deep understanding of one's own programming and a really strong support system. But it's not all doom and gloom. Many individuals have successfully rewritten their programming to overcome addiction and make positive changes in their lives. It's a testament to the power of human resilience and the potential for transformation. There is also the role of culture in human programming. Culture encompasses the shared values, traditions, and beliefs of a group of people. It's a powerful force that influences how we view the world and our place in it. Cultural programming is often so deeply rooted in all of us that we may not even be aware of its impact. For example, the way we express emotion, the rituals we follow, and the way we relate to others are all deeply rooted in our cultural upbringing. In today's globalized world, many of us are exposed to multiple cultures, whether through travel, immigration, or simply the diversity within our own communities. This exposure can lead to a process of cultural integration, where we integrate elements of different cultures into our own programming. This cultural diversity can be a source of richness and growth, as it allows us to see the world from multiple perspectives. It challenges our preconceived notions and broadens our horizons. While we are products of our own programming, we also have the power to become the programmers of our own lives. By becoming conscious of influences, embracing change, and seeking personal growth, we can shape our destinies in remarkable ways. This brings us to self-awareness and practical steps you can take to reprogram yourself for personal growth and fulfillment. One of the most powerful tools at our disposal for rewriting our programming is self-awareness. Understanding our strengths, weaknesses, triggers, and motivations is the first step toward meaningful change. It's like debugging the code of your own mind. But how do we cultivate self-awareness? It begins with introspection. Take time each day to reflect on your thoughts and actions. Journaling can be an excellent practice for this. Write down your goals, your fears, your progress. This self-reflection can reveal patterns you might want to change. Additionally, seeking feedback from others can be incredibly enlightening. Our friends, family, colleagues often see aspects of us we might overlook. Constructive criticism, though sometimes uncomfortable, can be a valuable tool for personal growth. I took some advanced presentation training a few years back with Pat Kirkland, creator of the Predator Partner Prey model. We did an episode with Pat a little while back. If you missed it, go back and check it out. She is amazing. So, in this training that I did with Pat, there were about six of us that were brought in from a company that I used to work with. This was to provide us all with hyper-detailed training and awareness for presentations. It was not for public speaking. Most of us were all very highly experienced in that, but it was to create a stronger sense of awareness towards hand gestures, voice fluctuations, posture, clothing, and the psychology of the audience. Pat even gave us these little flash memory cameras on desktop tripods as part of our training was to film part of our presentation and then allow ourselves to be critiqued by our peers and also critique ourselves through video playback. There was one exercise where I was supposed to explain a problem that had occurred that had affected one of our clients. There was a part where I said, "And what would you do?" It was intended to be sympathetic to the client's experience and convey how much we cared about making things right. Well, my peers all thought that part sounded condescending, which was not my intent, and I could not hear it myself, and I couldn't hear it in the playbacks. So for 20 to 30 minutes, they had me focus on that part of the presentation, repeating, "And what would you do?" Each time, they'd go around the room, and I'd hear the same thing, still condescending. So at this point, I'm getting more and more frustrated. Pat keeps giving me tips which are not getting through to my skull. And eventually, through repetition, while trying to adjust all these little nuances, everyone's like, "That's it. It's perfect." Which at this point, I feel like I'm in an episode of Abbott and Costello's Who's On First, because I'm like, I don't even know what I did. That all said, it started a journey for me to not only be more self-aware in business, but also with family, friends, relationships, even strangers. As most people that know me will attest, I openly accept that I am a work in progress, and I embrace input from others, including myself, which is not easy for any of us. Let's explore some practical steps we can all take to reprogram ourselves for the better. Number one, set clear goals. Define what you want to achieve and break it down into manageable steps. This clarity can guide your actions and decisions. Number two, challenge beliefs. Examine your core beliefs and question whether they serve your well-being and personal growth, and be open to changing them if necessary. Number three is mindfulness and meditation. Incorporate mindfulness into your daily routine. They can help you become more aware of your thoughts and emotions, enabling you to respond rather than react. Number four, learning and growth. Never stop learning. I cannot express this enough. Never stop learning. Whether it's acquiring new skills, reading books, or seeking out diverse experiences, continuous learning is key to personal development. Number five, surround yourself with positivity. Cultivate a supportive environment. Surround yourself with people who uplift you and limit your exposure to negativity. Be selective of who you let live in your circle. Be willing to remove people from that circle throughout your life. And don't be surprised at how small that circle can be sometimes. Number six, healthy habits. Prioritize physical and mental health. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, and adequate sleep can significantly impact your programming. And number seven, embrace change. This one is huge. Be open to change and adaptability. Life is dynamic, and the ability to adjust to new circumstances is a valuable skill. And be willing to let go of old beliefs, practices, and ideals that no longer serve you or those around you. This is one big blue rock. It's a collective. Remember, reprogramming is a lifelong journey, and it's okay to encounter setbacks along the way. Remember that self-compassion is crucial. Be kind to yourself as you work towards your goals. Be kind to those around you who are reprogramming too. And be forgiving of those who may not be aware yet that their programming is not serving them at the moment. They'll get there, one way or the other. I hope you feel inspired and empowered to take control of your own programming. We all have the capacity to shape our own thoughts, actions, and ultimately, our destiny. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a comment, or share it with others you think might find it valuable. Look for the Blue Rock Podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Podbean. You can also find us on X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Until next time, find peace, lead with love, and live aloha.